This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm still trying to find the downside. I guess, okay. For a mom, I guess that's a big deal.
We've got somebody who's saying that their nanny's going too far.
Yai. My wife and I have a nanny to look after our daughter. We both have hectic schedules, and sometimes a nanny has to put our daughter to bed before we can even make it home. Last week, we were having dinner with our daughter, and she said she likes it better when, quote, Mommy Amber makes dinner for her.
Sorry.
This devastated my wife. My wife explained that she is mommy, and Amber's the nanny. My daughter asked what made her mommy, because Amber does a lot of the things that mommies do for their kids.
Oh, wow.
My wife didn't know how to respond without explaining how childbirth works. Now she feels threatened by Amber and wants to fire her. She doesn't want our daughter to think that someone else is her mommy. I don't think it's a bad thing. To me, it means that Amber is looking after our daughter the way she would look after her own kids. How do I talk my wife off this ledge? This is from Nick.
So you, every time you hear this, are you on Nick's side? I mean, do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah. Because the point of a nanny is, you've always said this on the show before, Slacker, that no one is ever going to love your kids the way the parents are.
It would be impossible
to find that caregiver that could do that, but you're never going to. Well, it sounds like Nick and his wife, one of the lucky ones that found a nanny that probably loves their kids.
Well, I think the scary part for Nick's wife is not so much that the nanny loves her kid. It's that her kid.
Love. But that's what you hope for, too, right? As a parent.
I don't think you do, because I think
you want the kid to like the nanny.
Like.
Yeah.
Not love.
But see, you can't help who you love.
Can I explain? Like, one of the things I think what's probably happening, and I feel this, and I'm not even the mom, I think a lot of moms feel guilty that they have to go to work.
Right.
So they're leaving their kid, and they just want someone to keep their kid alive.
Oh, not teach him stuff or educate or show him stuff.
No, stop it. You know what you're doing right now. Yes, you want them to teach him stuff, but you don't want them to
replace you.
Yeah.
Then don't get a job. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I know. I mean, that's the terrible thing.
It is. When people tell you have to do it all, you have to be this, you have to be this, and you have to be that, something's got to give.
I wonder if what Nick's wife... I think I'm just wondering this. Is this kid calling Amber the nanny Mommy Amber when they're interacting? And if that's happening,
then it's a problem.
That's inappropriate as hell.
Real quick, and I don't mean to interrupt your thought but to me, at first, it sounded like that young kid thing where they get confused.
Yes.
So they could call dad mom because dad does mommy thing. You know, that type of thing. Like anyone that gets him a glass of water, oh, you must be my mom.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I think they start to equate caregiver with mommy. So it's
parental.
Thanks,
unit.
Mommy. Like anybody who's doing something nice for them is suddenly like a parent figure.
But then at first I thought that, and then I thought, no, this is beyond that.
I would say this. If Amber's having this girl call her Mommy Amber, or not having her, but if she allows it and doesn't like put the hammer down and go, no, just call me Miss Amber. Like, she needs to shut that down.
That's true.
If she already has shut it down, but this little girl, sometimes you just can't help the way your kids think about things.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wants to call her Mommy Amber, you can yell at her. Short of punishing her for calling this woman Mommy Amber, I don't know how you can stop it.
So real quick. So Amber as the caregiver, as the nanny, That's kind of like a natural thing. If the kid calls Dirk, you nip it in the bud if you,
you
can.
You really should.
Yeah. So let's assume that she...
I want to assume that she did. Or the girls never called her that to her face.
Is that grounds? I don't know, nanny, the world of nannies. Is that grounds for termination if the nanny didn't nip that in the bud?
It depends on who you're asking. Because I'm going to say this. Because you said... You are thinking about this whole situation in a linear, logical way because you're a man and you don't have children.
I don't understand this culture. Yeah.
So as you sit here and look at it linearly, you're going, she's doing a great job. You should never fire somebody who's doing a great job.
Yes.
But a mother is looking at her going, she's doing too good of a job. She's trying to horn into my world. I got to get this woman. She's a threat. And I have to get her away from me. Like, she's not looking at her as a good employee. She's looking at her. She's probably going to start suspecting Amber to sleep with her husband. She's freaking out that this woman's doing too good of a job.
So this couple, this mom, finally found the one nanny in the
park. I know, it sounds illogical, but yeah. She found somebody who her kid loves.
Okay, so to a mom, when it comes time to find a nanny or a babysitter, you got to find out that they're good at their job.
Absolutely.
But they're not good enough to be confused. Okay, this is so weird.
That sounds really janky, but that's actually the way I kind of think. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I think that most moms don't want somebody perfect.
So is Nick, where's Nick at now? So Nick's
got somebody who his daughter, like if you fire this nanny right now, it's going to tear this little girl apart.
Okay.
In my opinion.
And then you got to start all over.
I'm somebody who uses nannies.
Yeah.
Once my wife went back to work, and it's like, they end up getting a better job, you know. I tend to use people who are like in the education system, and they're trying to, whatever.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they get their first teaching job, and they move on. And then I get another one. And I'm telling you, even if they're with you for a year, it rips your kid's heart out to have them go away.
It's like their second mommy is gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that sounds warped. And I'm proud of my wife for actually being cool with the fact that my daughter imprints on these people hardcore.
Wow.
Like my daughter's texting nannies like right now.
Yeah, she's trying to find her own. I'm going to hire my own nanny.
Last night, I walk into her room and she's got her iPad and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm texting Mandy. And she's like, and I just texted, like, I can name off Mandy, Whitney, Laura, Alec, like the different nannies.
And your kids still stay in because they're friends. They're like
because
friends.
They love them.
They're like, oh my God. So you found the perfect nanny here, Nick, and your wife wants to fire her because she's too good at her job.
Because the little girl is blurring the lines.
Okay, so how do we help Nick? Because clearly
that's where people who know how to clear these lines up are going to have to help. I don't know how you clear it up because she's doing a great job. And so it's like hiring an employee and you're like, I want you to sell houses. And then you turn around, all of a sudden they sold four houses. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't be better at me than this.
Yes. You can't Nick has to go in and tell this nanny, back it down. But how do you back it down? You're doing the right thing.
Can't Nick's wife just sit down with the nanny and go, hey, I've got this little problem. She keeps calling you mom.
Every word you're saying sounds so petty.
You're the employer.
You are.
And if there's a problem, you got
to
sit there.
So what do you want me to do? Be mean to her three times a day?
See,
how do you want me to get her to stop
there
loving
you go.
Me?
That proves Nick is right.
It does.
Yeah.
Logically.
Yeah. So he needs.
But we're not talking about logic.
Because we got to help Nick talk his wife off. He said it in the OPP. We got to talk her off the ledge. We're not firing the nanny.
I hope we're not. You guys get to decide. Should he fire the nanny? Should they fire the nanny? Or should his wife get over it? Daniel?
Yai.
What do you think?
If the mother would just do her job, the lines wouldn't be blurred.
Whoa,
okay,
whoa,
easy.
Whoa.
What do you mean by her job?
Being a mother?
So women
are. But you understand, we live in a world where there's sometimes a need for two incomes.
And? Come home.
Wow.
Be with a child.
Wow.
Come home. Do your job as a mother.
So you're saying she needs to figure it out And so she can be at home.
I'm gonna jump in and say something that usually infuriates you, but I think you're gonna be on board with this one.
What's that?
She needs to mom up.
Whoa!
There you go.
That was Slacker, and that was Daniel.
I was saying
that
it was... for Steve, though. He wanted to say it, but he couldn't think of the words. So send your hate mail to Steve.
Yeah, that's for okay.
Wow, Daniel.
She's so jealous. The lines would not be blurred if she was being the mother. And if that means they have to do with a little less, if that means they have to do with, you know, something different, then so be it. She is just jealous that the nanny is doing a better job at being a mother than she is.
Daniel, are you saying this should be the way in every household or
easy
just this
tiger
one? Yeah, because it sounds like you're saying that.
You sound a little old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I am a little old-fashioned, but, I mean, there is a parenting. And when you become a parent, you are obligated to take care of your children, however that might be. And if that means one of them stays home, whichever one it is, the mom or the dad.
Wow.
Then somebody has to take care of their children. You don't just farm it out.
Wow.
Dang.
Thank you for the call, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Huh.
Felina's up next.
Yay, guys.
Yay. What do you think?
Okay. I'm a mom. I have kids. And I think that this mom has some guilt because she chose a career over being home with her kids.
Yeah.
And first off, she needs to decide if she wants to be that mom. She's going to need to give up career and be home with her daughter and be that mom. Otherwise, she needs to sublimate her own personal feelings and jealousy, because if she really loves her daughter, she will want her daughter to be happy, and she will want someone who loves her daughter and that her daughter loves taking care of her. The very fact that she would consider firing someone that has that type of relationship with her daughter just shows that it's petty and selfish.
It really is.
Real
you're,
mom
you're
is
nailing it.
To suffer to let her daughter be happy, she will suffer.
So,
and
Felina,
the fact that she's not willing to do that is messed up.
So you're telling her, stop listening to all the other groups of women when they say you got to be a mom, you got to be a career woman, you got to be a wife, you got to be all this. And you're telling her,
just pick one. She chose.
Choose one and kick its butt.
There we go.
There's nothing wrong with that. She can still love her daughter and still be her daughter's mother and allow her daughter to have another woman who helps fill the shoes that she has left partially empty by choosing a career.
Wow.
So you think they're
so selfish of her to want her daughter to suffer because she has jealousy?
So
that
saying,
is so wrong.
You can't have it both ways. You got to pick one or the other.
Emotionally, you can't.
Yeah, right.
You have to, you want to be the rock.
You can have guilt because you did that to your daughter. You're going to have guilt for leaving her alone. And you'll have even more guilt if you fire someone she loves.
And I'm like, let's not dump on her. I mean, it's whoever's the bringing home most of the bacon. It should be the other one,
right?
But
you've got to decide. Do you want to be the rock emotionally?
She wants to be mommy.
Or the rock of financially.
If she wants to be that mommy, she has to be the one who's home.
You do. It's
that mommy.
It's hard to be that. It's hard to be that emotional role if you're not home to tuck them into bed. That, like, there's little things that you can't substitute and go, yeah, but I bought you a Hello Kitty for when you wake up. It's like, yeah, but she kissed me goodnight. That's a bigger thing than anything financial or physical you can hand them. Like,
so when you choose to do multiple things at once and you know something's got to get kicked to the curb, you have to be able to live with that. Then.
You do. And she's not living with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
She can't hang. She's like, she's seeing it slip away and she's like, but I still want that. It's like, then quit your job.
Dang.
Yeah. Or cut your hours, or there are other things you can do, but you can't be the mommy if you're not there to be the mommy that you want to be.
Wow. Which makes me feel sorry because so many women's groups are telling women you got to do it all.
It's true. I mean, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but I think that her work-life balance is...
That's it. It's
askew enough that her daughter called the nanny Mommy Amber.
That's true.
Which is bizarre. Zoe...
Yeah. So my son has had a nanny for a while, and she works with other kids as well. And it's the same kind of thing. She gets really attached to the kids that she's working with, and all the kids love her. I mean, my son's only 8 months old, but he's obsessed with her. And we refer to her as Auntie Sharon. And it seems to work because then if there's that connection, but at the same time, it puts a limit on it of not being like Mama Sharon, that, you know, there's that close proximity of a relationship, but at the same time, there's still something.
It takes
there
away the, like, she's getting paid to do this.
Right. The label of mom is sacred and should be meant for the person that gave birth to you.
Easy,
not only,
Tiger.
Not only to the point of being sacred, but the fact of, like, you don't want to psychologically have that on your child. Like, it's very confusing for a kid to have numerous people with a similar title, that you want to, like, even with step parents, they say that you shouldn't have, like, both moms be mom, even though they, if it's an equal,
mommy
whatever,
one,
like,
mommy two, kind of.
Exactly. Okay. You want to have a differentiation in titles, and by having something that's not Mama Amber, if it's Auntie Amber or something, whatever you want to call her, it's going to be easier on the kid also long term that they know that there is that distinction of who this person is.
So it's an easy fix. Mom needs to sit down with Mommy Amber
and say, we're going to start calling you Auntie Amber.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what we do. And it works amazingly. And she does it with her other people as well. And she has a family that she was working with that moved out of state. And she still talks to the kids, and the kids are obsessed with her, and they still refer to her as Auntie Shasha. So it's something that seems to work with me, and my son has more aunts than I can count at this point because of all my friends and everything. But, you know, that's a title that I think is fitting. You know, if it's something that a close friend of mine, like his godmother, you know, she's also his auntie, that anyone in my age range is aunties because I want that connection with my son to be close.
Perfect. Thank you, Zoe. Appreciate it. Courtney.
Yay.
What do you think?
I have been a nanny for over 12 years, and I can tell you right now, something in my gut says something is really fishy with Amber.
Uh-oh.
That there is, if Amber's telling her or allowing her, the little girl, to think that mommy's only cooked dinner and clean and put them to bed.
Ooh.
But Amber needs to be saying things like, mommy is working really hard so she can buy you toys.
Good point.
So she can buy you a Halloween costume. Mommy's working hard so you can have these things around you. And explain that mommy's doing other things for this little girl as well.
Nice. That's a good
point. So you think Amber's the one blurring the lines, or at least allowing the lines to get blurred.
And you know what? They need to have a long sit-down talk with Amber. And if they don't feel like Amber's on the same page as them, then honestly, what it comes down to is both parents need to feel comfortable about who's giving care to their child. Wow. And who's shaping their child. And if one parent doesn't feel okay, then I'm sorry, but she's got to go.
Because, Courtney, as a caregiver, you nip that in the bud. If that child, like, starts calling you, hey, mommy, Courtney, you're like, whoa.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I would definitely explain what mommy is doing and that nannies do other things, too. Nannies help out. Nannies are there to help mommy. So she can work and be there for the kid.
Nice, Courtney.
Thank you for the call, Courtney.
Wow.
I think it's so easy to say, let's just go fire this Amber girl, but it's going to break the little kid's heart. You can't do it.
Right.
You've already allowed this woman into your house, and now you've allowed this woman into your daughter's heart.
That's Mommy Amber. You can't fire
you
Mommy
can't.
Amber.
Laura.
Yay.
What do you think?
Listen, I'm a mom who had au pairs, and my daughter grew up and then became a nanny while she was in college. Because my au pairs were so fabulous, I think that's why my daughter was such a great nanny. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, it's but a small blip in time. It's like, you know, pretty soon you don't need nannies and you're the mom. And in the end, you're the mom. So I don't understand why she feels so threatened, because it's but a small blip in time.
It's a year here, it's a year there, and then they're teenagers and you don't need them anymore.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a very small and if you've got a great nanny, why not? I mean, give me a break.
I agree. Hopefully, maybe hearing your words, it's like, and thank you for the call. It's like a lot of people are saying, if it's hitting you this hard emotionally, the only fix is for you to be there for your kids.
That's true, because it's making you feel guilty about not.
And if you can figure out a way to compartmentalize it, then take Laura's advice and go, this too shall pass. It's
yes.
In a couple of years, she'll forget Mommy Amber. It'll be a different one and a different one, and then they'll be teenagers, and it won't matter.
You're right. When she gets to the age where she tells Mom, "I hate you. I don't love you anymore." It sucks. It hurts, but that it'll pass.
You'll be the mom then, and
yeah.
That's it's all.
Wow.
Thank you guys for coming out in droves. I know we couldn't get to all of you, so if you still want to respond, hit up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.